I'm Bill Zeeble. A growing number of people around the world are recognizing these symptoms. They're a little overweight, not as active as they used to be, and sometimes suffer blurry vision and fatigue. A cut on their foot may not be healing the way it used to, or they may be using the bathroom more than ever. This year, Gil, now 62 years old, found himself with some of these problems 10 years ago.
The doctor said that my diabetes is the cause of sleepiness and loss of energy, my eyesight.
Gil, who lives in South Texas near the border, says he didn't learn much more than that about his condition. He has type 2 diabetes, the kind usually controlled by diet, exercise, maybe some drugs, but no insulin injections.
At the beginning, diabetes was just diabetes. I paid no attention to it. I was a 260-pound man. And one time, I found myself back at 170 pounds. That was my diabetes.
Gil's drastic weight loss is typical of uncontrolled diabetes. Gil says he finally got adequate education about the disease not from his doctor, but from volunteer diabetes educators in South Texas. They warned him of consequences from the uncontrolled illness.
Thanks to them, I paid attention to my diabetes. If it were not for that, maybe I'd be dead by now.
These days, Gil's blood sugars are close to normal, and he volunteers at the local diabetes clinic. As with other chronic ailments like asthma, most of the daily care falls to the patient and family members. That includes everything from blood tests and measured meals to exercise. One so-called best practice for diabetics involves teamwork. There's the doctor, a nurse educator, a counselor, foot specialist, and others like dietitian Kara Gann. She's teaching new insulin-dependent diabetics and their parents in a class at Children's Medical Center in Dallas.
Always count carbohydrates, I'll say that one again. Better to estimate than not count at all. So if you find yourself
sitting in this weekly class is Connie Turner and her 9-year-old daughter Alexis, recently diagnosed with diabetes. Connie Turner says there's nothing more important than diabetes education. Her parents have type 2. This class has taught her valuable lessons about her daughter's type 1 disease.
She's a normal child who has to have extra care for this one disease that she has, and we can control it, and she'll be fine. We can do it together.
The problem with this kind of diabetes education, say specialists, is that only 20% of U.S. patients receive it. Some call that a national tragedy and blame medical schools that emphasize acute, not chronic, care. As a result, says Dr. Christopher Sawdeck, incoming president of the American Diabetes Association, too many physicians lack important knowledge about the nation's seventh leading cause of death. And that frustrates Sawdeck.
I think the opportunities for success are enormous, that we could cut the cost of diabetes enormously by cutting the complication rate, and that just requires good care. We know that good care makes a big difference. We know we could prevent a great deal, if not all, the complications of diabetes by uniformly good care.
Sawdeck says good care takes adequate education. His organization offers outreach programs especially to populations most in need and at risk, Hispanics, Native Americans, and African Americans. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.